You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Start 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. If deep in your heart you believe last night's storm is the start of the end of days, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, it's New England. You act like we haven't seen a storm before. Who believes that?
There's a few things that have happened that are making me question whether that's
actually... Oh,
it's actually,
you? Yeah. Okay, crazy person.
So I was telling you earlier, Raven.
End of days to me is going to be indicated by fire, brimstone, some zombies, like something like that, pandemic.
Well, you know, here's the thing about the zombies. I have these headstones in my front yard for decorations, and the batteries are dead. And I keep saying to my husband, you got to go, like, change the batteries.
Don't get those batteries. They're not even lighting up. This looks terrible.
They don't light up anymore. So this morning, I'm walking out to my car, and obviously when I leave for work, it's really dark, and they're all lit up. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm like, the storm last night must have resurged, which, you know, it made
me
think.
Maybe they got struck by lightning and they came back from the dead like Frankenstein.
And did you hear about the Dutch family?
No.
So there's a Dutch family.
Of course, some Dutch family, right.
They spent 9 years secluded in like this farmhouse because they're waiting for the end of days.
Right, right.
And one of them emerged a couple days ago and they found that they've been living in this one room waiting for the end of days. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Seems like a good use of time.
This story.
And it's Halloween time. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute. That's the whole punchline? I heard the guy was seen at like bars and stuff like that.
No, he went
area.
Out to bars. We're going to talk about that coming up later on because I was thinking, like, if you have been trapped with your siblings for 9 years.
Where are you going first?
In a one room, where's the first place you go? Because I agree. I'm going to a bar.
Right?
That's the first
place. As long
place
as
I'm
they
going.
Serve burgers also because I'm going to need both
You're
of those.
Hungry.
Things.
You're right. Going to be really hungry.
I'm just going to want something trashy.
But they did have livestock in their seclusion. So I guess that's how they kept themselves going.
Something about naming it, raising it, then having to murder it and eat it though at the same time. I mean, just call me a wet noodle, but I'd rather just get one prepackaged when I get out one time.
That's what farmers do. What do you mean?
They can't have filet. I'm saying it. I'm not saying it's not the same thing. I'm just saying, like, when you get out, you want one freshly prepared, and you don't necessarily need it to be great. You can't have filet mignon every time, so sometimes you need McDonald's.
We should just keep our eyes open for the next few days, just in case if there's any other indicators that our days are numbered.
If you stack up all the brush or debris that's around your yard the day before, there's going to be 40 mile per hour winds just so it can blow all over the street because obviously they're not doing bulk pickup at midnight tonight. That's all I need to know about you.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people yesterday,
it's like a full tree in the street. But it's not a tree that came down. It's
I don't
one
think
that they
people
pulled there.
Really knew the severity of the storm because even though we talked about it all morning long, it didn't really dawn on me until my daughter's school texted me.
No, I
kind of
knew. I mean, there was red bands going across the television. I kind of knew. I saw it.
Yeah.
All right, neighbor.
If you're the person that drove through the Big Y entrance in Stratford, that's all I need to know about you.
Yes, yes.
How do you do that? You just, the car is literally inside the store.
Yep.
You just hit the store.
Right in the produce department. Yes.
I don't get it.
Yes. Where's the safety curb on that one?
Yeah, we're actually going to talk more about that. It's coming up next on Star 99.9. If you know the rules of the scooter, 1-800-330-9999. Love to hear from you. Star 99.9 at Sienna and Raven. Over the weekend, I'm at Mohegan Sun. The kids are playing in the arcade.
The greatest time ever.
Two other moms are sitting outside on the bench just waiting because that's what we do. And I watch one man come on a scooter, and he's a very heavy set man, but a younger man. But a bigger man.
A larger man.
Yeah. And then coming in the opposite direction
right.
is a man who probably 102 years old.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Classic gentleman. Yeah. Right.
And they're coming at each other in the scooters. So I hit my girlfriend. I go, now what's going to happen?
Right. There's no traffic light here.
Right.
It could be chaos at this place. I love the fact that you're people watching at the casino. I don't think I've ever sat on a bench at the casino.
Oh, like it's the best.
If I can't pull something or wager something.
I don't care for it.
Right. I don't even know what it's. I don't even see it probably. I probably just walked right over it.
I have a feeling you're probably one of the people that people watching. But anyway.
You're probably right.
So I'm watching them come out and they're about to collide. And the younger man, the heavy set man,
they're gonna collide at 3 miles per hour.
Right,
that, right.
Two aircraft carriers.
He throws up his arms. He throws up his arms
the older guy.
No.
No, the larger guy.
Large guy.
Okay.
He throws up his arms. Yep. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
That kind of reaction.
It's same road rage incident as you see as every four-way stop.
The 104-year-old man has a blank look come over his
right,
eye.
Right. Blinders on.
Yeah. But they continue. I go, they're going to collide. So the older guy all of a sudden swerves, hits the wall.
All of a sudden right. swerves.
He doesn't even blink an eye.
Beep. And it's going so slow.
He
hits the wall.
He hits the wall. Yeah. But it just keeps going, slides against him, like raises the wall.
It's like hitting the guardrail.
Right. It's
turn
like hitting the guardrail.
Four on a NASCAR race.
And he like, he does like a quick jerk with his body and then goes right back to upright.
Right.
And doesn't blink an eye.
He doesn't care about the impact of it. No insurance changes hands here. No.
Yeah. And the bigger man yells something,
right.
circles around him, and continues on. Then I watch the older guy go get in line to get on the elevator. And then he reverses. Beep.
Right.
And he reverses right back into a wall.
So it's no rules.
No rules.
It's like an enterprise rent-a-car. He doesn't care what happens to this thing.
Bumper carts.
But then I see the heavy-set man get off his scooter and walk up the escalator. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
How did you get a scooter if you're fully able to get up and down? And then I was wondering, are there actually rules? Like, can I just go get a scooter? Because then later on I saw another man, and he was just scooting around.
Completely jealous, yes. I don't actually think, I'm sure that there's a policy or something written about, scooters and what you're supposed to do and not do or whatever. But the question is who's enforcing it, right? Because nowadays we barely call people on something that's clearly illegal or dangerous or suspect. This seems like, this is kind of like a show within a show.
Nobody was
And they
giving,
have that back of house show at Mohegan Sun. Maybe they set this up. Maybe there was producers watching this whole thing. You don't know.
No, I think that there should be like a driver's test before you take a scooter. Because they could have injured somebody.
Right, clearly.
Slowly.
Right.
Or
very
themselves.
Slowly, but right.
Themselves. I mean, when you go around Mohegan Sun, if you see scratches on the wall, I want you to know that's what it is.
Yeah, rubbing is racing, man. Right. Rubbing is racing. That's all I can say.
1-800-330-9999. If you work in a place that offers scooters
to
your consumers, right, what are the rules?
If you missed it a few minutes ago, we were talking about, I was at Mohegan Sun, and I saw these two scooters almost collide.
Right.
And I was wondering, who monitors these scooters? What are the rules of renting a scooter when you go to big box stores or a casino?
Yeah, I'm virtually uncertain that when I go to like a local retail shop or whatever, there's nobody regulating these things. I see kids in these things. There's all sorts of hijinks going on.
Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven, who's this?
Oh, this is Ray.
Ray, what is your experience about scooters? How are you qualified to answer any questions about scooters? Are you qualified to answer any questions about scooters?
Well, I feel that I'm more than qualified. I work for one of the biggest retailers in the U.S. and deal a lot with customer service and dealing with the public.
All right. Well, please.
Yeah. What's
the I mean, I don't really feel comfortable disclosing that. I just work for a big company.
All right.
All right. Somebody get fired. Right. Well, this is a secret. Secret rules, Anna Zapp, here.
Okay. So what is your scooter policy at your giant store that we can't find out what it is?
Right. What's the rules on getting a scooter?
Well, I mean, we have rules. If the customers that don't really follow the rules, it seems if you can just get on a scooter, you can use a scooter.
So this would explain the teenagers that have run into me when I'm in the paper towel line or whatever, or the bumper cars that I see going on at 3 miles per hour down the hall. These kids don't actually have real injuries?
No, basically, if you can get your hands on a scooter, you're going to use a scooter.
Right, does your place of employment dispense scooters? Or are you just let anybody ride in on a scooter? I don't understand. Do people just come rent scooters from you? Like, do you have a selection of them?
Well, we have a few. I mean, many of them kind of get broke down, and then if they get fixed, they get fixed. It's the type of thing, if you already have a scooter, you don't need to slap a scooter.
Right, if they stroll in on a scooter, and I mean, I guess that makes sense. If they stroll in on a scooter, what are you? You can't stop them for that scooter. You can't release that scooter. You can't take that scooter.
Okay, I understand that, but if you have rental scooters at your place of business,
they're not rental. Just grab them.
Yeah, but if you just jump on a scooter, right? Do they ever abuse that privilege by racing up and down the aisles or possibly go outside into the parking lot and do scooter wheelies?
I've seen all things like that. I mean, half the time they take a scooter, and then if they're not clipping the side of an aisle, they're bringing the scooter all the way to the end of the parking lot until the battery dies, and then we have to push it all the way back to the outlet. It's uncool.
Right. I see.
Yeah, it is uncool. Ray from an unnamed retailer that knows everything about scooters.
Sometimes the scooters knock things off the shelves. Now, do you think it's the person on the scooter's responsibility to pick those items up, or do you just signal for help and send somebody to pick it up for them?
Well, I believe it's the person on the scooter, but you know, if they're unable to or just don't care, then one of the guys injured, left picking up the stuff.
Have you ever policed the scooters? Have you ever been witness to anybody being kicked off the scooter or removed from the store facility that you cannot name?
I've not been.
See that there's no rules, there's no tact whatsoever in this app. It's just animals riding around on these scooters at local retailers everywhere.
But is there a store policy like that if a person wanted to utilize one of your available scooters, there should be some kind of limitation for them to access it? Or is it just first come, first serve? You want a scooter? Jump on.
You mean there's a time limit that they have to give up the scooter to, if another person wants the scooter? I just want to make sure I understand.
I just want to know if there's rules of the scooter.
So they're in the deli line. Basically, the time expires and then the other person got to get off. So what if that person's really injured? They just take them off in the hall. Put them down on the floor. Where they are. Time's up, sir.
So the policies do exist. I mean, these policies are not enforced.
Right.
I mean, but really, the only thing is you can use a scooter until the battery dies. And that's what happens more often than not.
Right.
Oh.
People use it until the battery dies.
They move in on these scooters. They never get off of them.
All right.
Thank you very much, Ray from Walmart. I know where you work.
Is it Walmart?
I know where you work.
Does it rhyme with Stargate?
Undisclosed.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
Need advice, don't know where to turn? You can always ask my 10-year-old daughter Hayden by emailing her, and she'll answer whatever you have.
You know, I watch a lot of television, a lot of drama shows, and I'm just going to say this. They're not real doctors either. They can be very convincing, but Hayden, she can be just as convincing.
Yeah. Hayden, today's email says, "Good morning, Hayden. On Halloween weekend, we're invited to a big party. I'm trying to convince my boyfriend that we should have a couple's costume, but he's not into it. He says they're corny and that we should go as individual things. What do you think?"
Well, so I think what you should do is do a lot of research and try to find a couple's costume that's really cool that will really get his attention.
Do you have any ideas?
You can be Jim and Pam from The Office.
Well, that's a good idea. Well, The Office is very in right now. You have any other ideas?
They can be people from Stranger Things.
That's also a good idea, and actually one of the top costumes this year. Any other ideas? Anything that's really unique for a couple's costume?
So they could do a horse. One of them could be the head and the other could be the tail.
Sweet.
So how would that work?
It's a horse, and that's how it works.
So right, somebody just has to be holding on to the other ones and leaning over and being the rear end of the horse the whole night with the tail and the butt?
Correct. Preferably the boyfriends.
Wow. It's a horse. That's how it works, Mom. Right. It's a horse. I mean, what?
She's definitely doing better at anatomy than some of us, all right? Good job.
I was like, then I started thinking about it. I'm like, that's actually a really fun, unique idea.
Right.
Gotta be the, but then I'm like,
the
yeah.
horse, the cow, anything like that,
yeah,
right?
The
animal with
the
front and the back, but right? Then, you can be an elephant.
Who wants to be the back? You have to be hunched over the whole night, and you just gotta stick your butt out.
Well, you've gotta have a peekaboo spot, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta have a spot like a sunroof where you can just pop open the sunroof, right? And I'd go with the elephant because then you can kind of roll a cooler in there, too, you know what I mean? You're having your own party in there.
I don't know. Well, there you go. There's some couples costumes for you.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden@star999.com. Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N, @star999.com. See you next week.
Crazy thing happened at the Stratford Big Y yesterday.
Driver backed into the store on Holly Lane just before noon today. And look at that. Police say the car went through the front door. See it there? Right in the middle of the produce section?
Yeah.
No word if the driver hit the wrong pedal or what happened there.
Star 99.9. It's Anna and Rita.
I mean, we can I got some
laugh.
Guesses.
Yeah, we can only laugh because it's okay and nobody was seriously injured.
Right. Somebody was injured. They went to the hospital. I think they're out.
They're fine.
They're okay at this point. Right.
But, oh my gosh. But I just want to say, in the driver's defense, if you've ever been to the Stratford Big Y, those front doors, it's not like a regular door. Mm-hmm. They're big.
So it's double wide slide, automatic sliders.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is whenever you see a big open space or a hole in the side of a building, you automatically want to park there?
Maybe they thought it was a drive-thru. Oh, yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
What's the over-under on the age of that driver? All right? I don't want to do ageism, but come on, seriously.
I'm so
curious.
Here's
the thing that baffles me, all right? You know, of course, thank God for cell phones because there's video and there's, well, there's not video. I've seen a still photo anyways. The car is a good 20 feet into the store. I mean, as the news anchor says, it's in the produce section.
See there, right in the middle of the produce section?
You're in the produce section. No matter how big those doors are, how far back or how far into the store are you before you realize this isn't the parking lot?
I wonder if they injured any of the avocados. Because you know? Everybody's been touching them anyway.
Bruised.
You know,
everything's bruised at that point.
Like, do you buy them still? Or you're like, it's all right.
Have you ever had a time where, like, you backed into, like, a building or something like that?
Oh,
or...
I hit things all the time. Well, but, you know, but not... Not like really like that.
Right.
You know, I hit
not
like,
20 yards into
not
a store.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's happened before. I was at my aunt's house and somebody just drove around the corner and next thing I know they were in their front yard. Just went right into the front yard.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, maybe they're sliding off the road. I mean, you think that when you're backing up again, you pass somebody with a shopping cart going, hey.
Wait a second.
You might roll down your window and stop or you might something.
What's going on here? Right. Why is everyone... Why is everyone holding croissants? This doesn't make any sense at all.
I appreciate the convenience of wanting to get right in there because I do know that between all the spaces that they've allotted for everybody else out there and now, of course, the online pickup on top of it, like to get inside a store, you're parking like a quarter mile away. So I do understand the frustration with that, but still thinking that this is not going to be allowed at Big Y or anywhere else, really.
I'm so curious to see who did it. And it sounds so awful, but that's like your general curiosity. I'm like... It's obviously somebody that's probably older, or it's a mother that had a screaming toddler in the back, and they were just trying to hand them some goldfish, and you know, next thing you know.
This individual lost their sight due to some strange viral infection that happened 30 seconds before. I don't know.
I don't know. With that storm yesterday, who knows? Who knows what could happen?
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Rachel and Trey. Rachel, let's start with you. What's going on?
First of all, so good to talk to you guys. My boyfriend and I, we go to game night every other Saturday at our friend's house. And our friends have a 4-week-old baby, so they want everybody that's coming to get their flu shots. But Trey is being a big baby and doesn't want to do it.
You know, I actually have this discussion with my wife just a couple weeks ago right now because I'm getting the flu shot this week. I'm getting back on the guest list, Anna Zapp. I haven't had the flu shot for years, and now this year I'm like, I'm getting back on that flu shot thing. And my wife thinks that basically it's going to turn me into a dancing monkey.
Why?
I don't know. Like, people are paranoid. Jenny McCarthy, man. People are paranoid about everything that has to do with a vaccination or a shot.
Trey, what's the problem with getting a flu shot?
I just don't feel like it. Like, what's the point? I'm fine. I'm not worried. Like, it's not going to be that bad. There's no need. It just seems a little ridiculous.
Oh, you heard what Trey said. He's tougher than the flu.
I mean...
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not about you, Trey. It's about their comfort level when they have a baby at home.
But if I'm not sick, then I'm not going to get the baby sick.
God, you make everything about you. It's not about you. It's about them. They are our friends.
You know, not for nothing.
You're just being an idiot.
But Trey's taking up more space than this baby, okay? So everything's got to be about this baby. This baby's probably only a foot and a half long, All right. But Trey's a grown person who pays taxes.
But that's so true. So Trey, you just won't go to the game night? That's going to be your what you want to do? You just want to skip it?
No, I'll go. They don't need to know that I didn't get a flu shot.
Oh, that's even worse.
Oh, they're going to lie to the baby.
You're going to lie.
You know, babies aren't good at telling whether or not you're lying.
You can't do that.
They don't even speak English, babies.
I mean, I'm not a fan of parents like demanding getting shots to come over the house and all that. I think it's kind of strange, to be honest. But I also think you can't lie about it.
If they want everybody to have a flu shot, they should provide a nurse at game night.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's free. You get. I mean, the shots are free. And with most insurances, like, is your insurance free, Trey?
Yeah, it would work.
You're just doing it out of spite because somebody's asking you to do it. I get it.
He's not going to take that poison in his bloodstream.
All right. What we do is
He's
ask our
so
audience.
Stubborn.
Yeah, we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Rachel. He's just being stubborn. Trey, go to Walgreens, go to CVS, get the shot, be done with it, and go to game night so you don't lie to your friends in front of their baby. But they may see Trey's side, too. If he's just not comfortable doing it, then don't do it. But you can't lie to the parents and say you got a flu shot and you didn't.
Exactly. If the overwhelming amount says you have to do it, then I guess I'll
get it. It sounds like the Jim Jones argument for the Kool-Aid. But either way, we wish you luck. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Rachel and Trey are going to a game night at their friend's house. They do it every few weeks. But their friends have a four-week-old baby. It's their turn to host. The thing is the parents of the baby said, we need everybody to have their flu shot, though, before you come over.
Huh?
Rachel's like, no big deal. Trey? I'm not going to get a flu shot. I'll tell them I got a flu shot, but I'm not going to get a flu shot. You don't tell me what to do.
Right. Don't put your laws on my body right here, all right? You know what? Your baby should be tougher, all right? Mm-hmm. Just be tougher, baby. Or stay in the other room, baby. Stay away from me. I'm trying to win this board game.
The question is who's being the bigger baby? Is it Trey for not wanting to go? Or is Rachel, you know, she right? Like, just go get your flu shot. Or does he have a point? He doesn't have to if he doesn't want to. He just show up and not say anything. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning. I'm on Trey's side, but I don't think you should go to game night. Just skip it. And I do think it's a little weird that they're asking people to get a vaccination before coming over.
Well, you know, first baby, people are super paranoid. Second baby, they're like, whatever, lick my baby, it's fine.
That's not necessarily true. My sister-in-law and my brother just had their third, and before my parents could visit them down in Texas, they had to send pictures of their shots.
What?
Yeah. I was like, is that real, Ma? She's like, well, you know your brother. whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court. On Star. Rachel and Trey are headed to their friend's house for game night. They have it every few weeks, every month, and their friends that are hosting it this time have a four-week-old baby,
mm-hmm.
and they've requested everybody that's coming get a flu shot so that if they're going to be near the baby that they're protected.
You know what I'd rather do? I'd rather just get a couple cool-looking onesies so I can be remembered as the cool uncle, that kind of thing, all right? Don't put your hang-ups on me, baby. This baby's got all sorts of demands. You just got here, baby.
Trey says he's not going to get a flu shot just because he's being told to, and he'll just say he got one. Who cares?
Right.
His girlfriend Rachel is mortified and is like, go get a flu shot. It's free with your insurance. You're being the baby. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. Hi, Anna and Raven.
I'm definitely on her side. I mean, he might not have this, but he could be a carrier. He could be another Typhoid Mary. I don't think he would like it if he had a baby and somebody came over the house and they didn't have a flu shot and their baby caught the flu.
Right. I think that what it really comes down to is that if he doesn't want to get the flu shot, then that's his problem. But
sure.
He can't just show up there and lie and say that he got it and pretend like nothing's wrong and sit down and play a game of Monopoly. Get out of here.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I don't think he should have to take a flu shot if he doesn't want to, but I don't think he should lie about going either. Don't go.
How do you feel about lying to babies, though? In general, lying to babies versus lying to adults. As bad, the same, different, worse. What do you think?
A lie is a lie, no matter who you're telling it to.
Oh, no. Come on. Babies don't even know.
How about when I tell my 11-month-old and I put her down, I say, Mommy will be right back for the night, but I have no plans of coming back.
You have no plans of coming
back. Not till the next day.
I do the same thing with my dogs, just so they don't pee on something.
Right, just so they don't get sad.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Definitely her side. I'm an emergency room nurse. And majority of the infant and elderly deaths from the flu are caused by healthy people who don't get the flu shot and pass it on.
Hmm. I mean, that's legit.
You know what? But nobody is turning the tables on that and blaming babies and seniors for making me sick. All right? Nobody's doing that. Where's the accountability on this?
The CDC.
Right.
Well, I'd like to see more accountability from babies.
Get your shot and don't be a jerk.
Wow.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Rachel, our audience agreed with you. Trey, you're being a baby. It said you, if you go get the flu shot so you can go enjoy game night and not infect that poor little child.
There we go. All right, I got this. You guys.
I'm with you, man. Like, I don't like peer pressure when it comes to health choices, but, you know, I guess that's what the first leper said. So, you know, who knows?
So you're going to go and get it?
Yeah, I said I'd do it, so fine, I'll do it. But I'm not happy about it.
Rachel, maybe you should go and hold his hand, like when I take my 10-year-old and I hold her hand, so you do the same thing.
I will. I'll hold his hand. I'll get him an ice cream cone.
I need a lollipop after.
Shots are scary still for some people who are adults, too, and you shouldn't ridicule it.
Do I need to come with you, too?
Yeah, okay. I mean, hey, if you want to hang out, that wouldn't be bad. You have your flu shot?
I actually need to go get it this week that you bring
it
up.
See that? Look at it called out. Shine a light on her.
But I've gotten it every year for the last 5 years. All right, if anybody else has an issue, send an email, too. CouplesCore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know you bought
it. Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dinner.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
And please ask Raven to leave the room.
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Ann.
All right, Ann.
Thank you.
Raven is on his feet, and he's walking on out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in, and I ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, boom, $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yeah.
Number 1, Neil Patrick Harris has joined the cast of Matrix 4. What medical drama did he premiere as a teen doctor in the late 80s?
Doogie Howser, M.D.
Okay, Nicki Minaj, 2, has confirmed a collaboration with Adele. Turns out she was lying about it. What does Adele name her albums after?
Her age.
3, Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy has launched a unisex jewelry line. Who was he married to from 2008 to 2011 and he has one child named Bronx Mowgli with?
Jessica Simpson's sister.
What's her name?
Ashley.
4, Jennifer Aniston has joined Instagram and her first photo literally crashed the app. What was the picture of?
Her as Rachel on Friends.
5, Mrs. Doubtfire, the musical, is coming to Broadway next year. What actor was Mrs. Doubtfire in the original movie?
Robin Williams.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo! How'd you do?
I really want to give her 4.5, but I'm going to give her 4 out of 5.
Okay.
All right. 1, mm-hmm. Neil Patrick Harris has joined the cast of Matrix 4.
Yeah, I heard
that. What medical drama did he premiere as a teen doctor in the late 80s?
Doogie Howser, M.D., of course.
That is correct. 2,
Nicki, I mean, dude looked like he was 10.
He was so young, but I remember being obsessed with that show when I was little. I used to think he was so dreamy.
I think that he is funnier now than he has ever been. I really do.
Well, I think he's finally comfortable with himself.
Mean, I think that's been for a while, but I think that he is, he's legit.
2, Nicki Minaj confirmed a collaboration with Adele, and turns out that she was lying.
Right, that's the thing to do now.
I have such a problem with that. But
everybody
anyway.
Wants to lie and say they're doing something with Adele or Beyonce.
It's so stupid. Anyway, what does Adele name her albums after?
How old she is.
Right, her age, yep. 3, Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy has launched a unisex jewelry line.
Mm.
Who was he married to from 2008 to 2011 and has one child named Bronx Mowgli with?
The only person I can remember him being married to is Ashley Simpson.
That is also correct. 4, Jennifer Aniston has joined Instagram and her first photo literally crashed the app. What was the picture of?
Her and her friends. The Friends cast.
That is also correct. You guys are tied at 4. You need this last one to beat Ann, okay?
I mean, it's not even fair when you have all your friends from Friends show up.
She broke the Guinness World Record to get to 1 million followers the fastest. She did it in about 4 hours.
She's already at like 12 million, I guess, this morning.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I have like 108.
You have 108 followers.
No, I don't even know. It's a little bit more than that, but it's not.
Right.
It's nothing to be proud of next to Jennifer Aniston.
5, Mrs. Doubtfire, the musical, is coming to Broadway next year. What actor was Mrs. Doubtfire in the original movie?
Oh, Robin Williams was absolutely amazing. What a great cast. Too. Pierce Bronson was great. Everybody was great.
That was a great movie.
Sally Field, everybody was great.
It was a drive-by fruiting. Okay, Anne, Raven beat you 5-4 this morning.
This is Anne from Newtown, and I couldn't beat Raven.
But you came really close. Thank you so much for trying in. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
Make sure you're listening at 5:30 today to the Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. Snickers, Twix, those are the things we love about Halloween, right?
I thought you were going to talk about breakfast.
Candy that kills.
What?
Oh. Star 99.9, it's Hannah and Raven.
I thought that would be more dramatic, but you came on it real quick.
Yeah. What Halloween candy will take you out this year? That's what we're going to go down. We're going to give you some stats on that right now.
Perfect, perfect. Let's do that. Murderous candy.
You think it's all fun and games. Mm-hmm. You just want a little candy corn until you die.
Right.
Yep. So there we go. So here's some stats for you.
And we're not talking about people like putting things in the candy.
Yeah, that's an urban myth. Nobody poisons candy. You should still obviously check your children's candy.
See whether or not there's a utility knife in there.
Right. Exactly.
Scalpel.
Needles.
Something
and all
like
nonsense.
That. Right. Let's pay attention to that.
Yeah, but there's a few different things that you really actually should be concerned about when it comes to Halloween candy.
What do you got?
The American Chemical Society has determined the amount of candy a person can eat before they die.
Oh, good. Yep. Feels like doctors over there that we can trust. I think of like the Gotham chemical plant and the Joker falling in. Okay, so what did they say?
Average American that weighs about 180 pounds can eat 5.4 pounds of sugar, and they got about a 50-50 shot of taking you out if you have that.
I mean, does it happen that night? Does it happen like, is it diabetes? Is it down the road? Is it Wilford Brimley?
No, I think you just die on the spot. That's from what I've determined.
Fatal eating. Yeah.
So 5.4 pounds of sugar sounds like a lot, but what if I lay it out like this? Because all of a sudden I'm like, oh, 5.4 pounds, 262 pieces of the fun size chocolate.
I told you.
I'm telling you. Wow. Those fun size, I can eat five like as a snack. There's nothing fun about that.
You know that is the thing that makes me the angriest. There is nothing fun about the fun size.
No.
It's actually, it's meant to hook you on something. You need at least eight of the fun size to make a small candy bar.
Not the king size. When I was like 262, I'm like, that doesn't sound like that many.
Right.
Right?
I mean, if you divide it by eight, you start looking around, you're like, what?
Am I going to die right now?
Right.
Also, 1,627 pieces of candy corn can take you out. But that's nobody eats that because they're gross.
Nobody's going to get through that much candy corn.
Right.
Even if you're like one of those people who's still holding out going, I love it. It's my favorite. Because everybody knows you got to have that one character who just was going to say they love it because everybody else has admitted they hate it now.
Exactly.
And they're not getting through 1,000 pieces.
No way.
No.
But then other candy that kills.
Okay.
The number one candy that kills is hard candy because it becomes a choking hazard.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think is the number one hard candy that can take you out?
I'm going to go... Jeez. You know, Tootsie Rolls can be really hard when they're like, you know
old,
what I mean? When,
stale.
Right, right. Yeah. But I'm going to go Jolly Rancher because just Jolly says to me, murder.
Yep. I agree.
Really?
Yeah, but it's not the number one answer.
Oh, okay. What is?
Jolly Ranchers is number three. Number two is Werther's Original. And if you're like a grandmother, if you're a grandma that's giving kids Werther's Originals, then it's just sadness right there.
Right. We know that bag has been in your house for 6 years.
And your pocketbook, to be honest.
So just right.
But the number one hard candy that can take you out is Jawbreakers. I've never even had a Jawbreaker.
I have. It's been a long time.
They're just not fun to eat.
It's like a large fireball-like thing. You know what I mean?
It just sits there like a rock.
Yeah, right. Who wants that? It
sits there like a tumor in your mouth.
Just slowly disintegrating your teeth.
It takes like 3 days for it to actually be gone. And here's the thing. Once you start eating a candy, don't ever take it out of your mouth and put it on a napkin and then put it back in your mouth.
No.
I don't want to see that.
That's a kid thing. Like my daughter would do that. She puts it in her mouth and then she'll take it out. She's like, can I save this for later?
I'm like, what? No. That's disgusting, right? You just put it on the counter.
All right, but here comes the big question that I have for you both, Raven and producer Christian.
What's up?
Okay, if you can die by eating 262 pieces of fun size or choking on a Jawbreakers, what do you decide? What do you want?
I'll take the fun size all day.
Fun size.
Yeah,
because I feel like it's the injection that I've you know what I mean? I've looked at the options for my life and I said, I'm going out terminal. This is the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right here.
I agree. I think we all agree.
In a world filled with negativity and bad news, Anna and Raven want you to tell them something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
This just caught my eye, and it's so cool. You actually have the opportunity, well, I should say one person and three of their lucky friends, to rent the Barbie Malibu Dream House.
Oh, my gosh.
On Airbnb.
I didn't know it was a real thing that existed.
It is, and it's gorgeous. It's exactly what it looks like, the Malibu Dream House.
Forgive me, I don't remember what the Malibu Barbie Dream House looks like off the top of my head.
It's beautiful.
The architectural layout.
It has a pink slide that goes from the bedroom all the way down into the infinity pool.
Oh, that seems like an easy thing to remember. So, okay.
So here's how it works. They've teamed up with Airbnb for this. It's to honor Barbie's 60th birthday. And it's starting
looking great, Barbie.
She looks good. Hasn't aged a day.
Gotta be that Cindy Crawford mango skin lotions. She must be using those.
The 23rd of, so next week, you can log in at 11 a.m. at the first person, I guess, that goes through pays $60 a night to Airbnb.
Yeah, that's
stay
the thing.
Here.
They don't raise the rates. You just have to get in on the lottery.
Right. And you go and you stay for these two nights, and they have all these crazy things going on. Like, they bring in a professional female fencer to teach you how to fence.
Right. Because you got to be like fencing, Barbie.
They bring in Jen Atkins, who's she does like the Kardashians hair to do makeovers. The entire closet is stocked in Barbie clothing, so you can play dress up with Barbie's clothes.
But then you gotta leave them there, right?
I assume so. Right, maybe not.
Right. Is there anybody alive that's actually fitting into Barbie's clothes?
I'm about to say, I was wondering, take your size? Because I'm pretty sure that Barbie's measurements
are fake.
Yeah.
They're for like an alien.
Yeah. I'm blown away by
geometric shapes, really.
I didn't know this actually existed, but the cool part is that all the funds that they raise are going to make charity donations to the Barbie Dream Gap Project, which helps empower young girls.
Oh, that's cool.
Really cool.
I wonder who the neighbors are of the Barbie house.
Dream, right? Like the Malibu Dream House.
You know what I mean?
Who lives next door?
Right. Who lives next door?
It's like a giant pink mansion. Who lives next door?
I mean, with what you're
Kanye
paying
West?
To.
Probably Kanye West.
I mean, with what you're paying on that side of the coast. Imagine if your neighbor had a giant pink house. Right.
I feel like if you live there, you live in Malibu, you got to expect the unexpected.
Anything. Right? I mean, you got to put up with anything at that point.
I don't know. This is really cool. I'm going to put this on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. It caught my eye, and I guess I love it. Also, really big news for tonight.
Of course.
Boots, Bags, and Bling. We've teamed up with New Vans Health for Pinktober, and it's our big event going on at the Waypoint in Norwalk tonight.
Going to be an awesome party. Listen, don't let the weather scare you, even though everything should stay dry and whatnot. There are plenty of restaurants right there at the block, so we can just go indoors. But at least every 10 minutes, there's going to be a winner of a beautiful purse or some sort of footwear or some sort of jewelry. And a lot of times, it's actually even more. It happens quicker than that. So we're starting at 6 o'clock. We're going till 8:30. You can buy as many tickets as you want for the raffles, for the items, or you can come down and just hang out. It's totally free, and there'll be past food, and there'll be drink specials, and all sorts of great stuff. It's a great night.
We actually got a call yesterday asking how much of the proceeds of the raffle tickets goes to breast cancer research.
All of it.
No, we just take the money, and then we just give it to them. Like, there's no cut or anything like
There's no middle people here.
Yeah, no.
There's no platform to pay or anything like that. It all goes right to patient care. So.
Yep. So head to star999.com, grab your friends, and come join us tonight starting at 6 o'clock. We'll be at the block at Waypoint in Norwalk for Boots, Bags, and Bling.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.